Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, I'm excited to be here tonight to show you guys that I'm so much more than just a pretty face.
She looks like the most delicious bottle of Pepto-Bismol I've ever seen. I'd drink her in a heartbeat.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
KB, that's maybe why I'm single.
It's embarrassing, but it's the least embarrassing thing he's been a part of over the last couple of years.
Yeah. I wouldn't know what to do without
her. You're like our baby turtle. We like to see
a baby
you.
Baby turtle?
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Three singers.
Yeah, yeah. Woo!
Welcome back to Nightly Pop. I am so excited to be back with Nina
Welcome
Hunter.
Back.
Thank you. I miss you guys. I was
missed
worried you were
too.
Gonna forget about me. A lot of blondes filled in.
I knew I was gonna have to hear, you know, I knew she was gonna bang about these, you know, yeah. other blondes.
There was a
yeah.
lot. I was
very territorial
leave
about
for
the
like
blonde.
5 months and there was not one blonde, but then I leave for 2 days. Every blonde in town came, but it's okay, they did a good
That's
job.
That's what happens when you leave, girl. People try to shoot their shot.
Let's get going. All right, Kim Kardashian West crushed it on SNL and everyone is talking about these crazy moments.
I'm so much more than just a pretty face and amazing boobs and a perfect butt. Basically, I'm just so much more than that reference photo my sister showed their plastic surgeons.
Order, order, order in the Courtney.
Travis, baby, I have to do my show.
Baby.
Baby, babe, you're so epic. You drum all the small things on my ass when we get home.
Yeah.
No one could ever call me a gold digger. Honestly, I'm not even sure how you become one. So I asked my mom's boyfriend, Corey.
I'm in the VIP and the music is pumping. I get up on the couch and...
I married the best rapper of all time. A talented, legit genius who gave me 4 incredible kids. So when I divorced him, you have to know it came down to just one thing. His personality.
She looks like the most delicious bottle of Pepto-Bismol I've ever seen. I'd drink her in a heartbeat.
She does look damn good
yeah.
there, I
she
will
does
say.
Good. Yeah,
I like
she
that she talked about everything that I think people were hoping in the best world she would touch on. Pretty good debut.
Pretty good debut.
Know? We've never talked about it on this network.
We haven't.
A pretty good debut.
No, yeah. I liked it. I thought she did a really good job. I think, you know, that she did say that comedy is rooted in truth.
Yes.
So I think she...
You got to be able to laugh at yourself.
100%.
I think it's very easy to laugh at yourself when you are worth million. What, didn't she hit billionaire status?
The only critique, and this is just because we're on a comedy show, as we've discussed, Hunter,
yeah.
many times, is that the only thing is when she said the setup about Kanye, I wish she paused a little bit longer and then was like, his personality. That is my only
Look
sort of profession.
You directing.
Wow.
That is
yes,
my,
gee,
that is my one.
No, Morgan, you got to say, Kim, give it a beat.
Kim, give it a beat. Listen, it's my one Lee Strasberg moment. I thought she killed it. I thought she looked amazing. I'm so happy she went there.
Would you wear this outfit?
Oh, my God. I would wear it after her sweaty body took it off.
Oh.
Good. Glad we
I
sorted all that out.
I hope sleeps with her. That's all I hope.
All right, A-Rod got put in an awkward moment while covering the baseball playoffs when they caught the Devil Rays eating popcorn. Love the Devil Rays.
What?
Which
what city?
They're in San Francisco, Tampa Bay. It reminded the crew of another very specific hand feeding.
These Rays are so chill. Nelson Cruz said, I could use some popcorn. So he got his buddy some popcorn. They started eating it during the game.
Get your popcorn ready.
Yeah. You know, it got us thinking, it's not the first time that people have eaten popcorn in the middle of a game.
This... Ah, oh!
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Back down memory lane.
KB, that's maybe why I'm single.
I thought he took that well. I thought he took it well.
I mean, it's embarrassing, but it's the least embarrassing thing he's been a part of over the last couple of years.
Yeah. So.
You're very right about that. I don't think he looked pissed and, like, whatever. Also, random fact, I feel like popcorn's having a moment. A lot of people are into popcorn right now.
Wait, what?
You're such a trendsetter. I think popcorn is going to skyrocket sales-wise after this.
Right. I'm not even going to lie. I have been eating a lot of popcorn. You have the hot butter on top.
The best.
And then if you're feeling a little freaky, you put a couple M&Ms in that thing.
Oh, no, no, no. And then it, by the way, and then also when you get down to the kernels that haven't popped and you suck on those, because those are the saltiest.
Hey, you know, you are a nasty girl when it comes to food. You really are.
In general. That's why I stay pregnant.
We'll be like, we love popcorn. And Morgan will be like, is there anything better than when you find a popcorn kernel under your car seat? And you're like, how long has that thing been seasoning there? And then you pop it in your mouth and you're sucking on it for 2 days.
Okay. And The Rock has added to his list of jobs making his rapping debut on Friday. He was featured on Tech N9ne's track Face Off, and the reviews, shall we say, are mixed.
It's about drive. It's about power. We stay hungry. We devour. Put in the work. Put in the hours. And take what's ours. Like in Samoan in my veins. My culture banging with strange. I change the game. So what's my motherfucking name? Rock. What they gonna get though? Desecration. Defamation. If you wanna bring it to the masses. Face to face. Now we escalating. When I have to put boost the asses. Mean on ya. Like a dream. When I'm rumbling, you're gonna scream, mama. So bring drama to the king, Brahma. Then punch with extreme mana.
Are we supposed to talk about that? Because I'm mortified. Okay.
Ooh. You know I love The Rock.
No, no, no.
But this was odd.
This isn't going to win him that EGOT. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think he tried. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like the guy who does musicals tried to write a rap.
Why did he put him on this?
Why? It's getting mixed reviews. There are there are people who don't like it, and then there are people who are afraid to say they don't like it. Those are the mixed reviews.
I am not afraid to say I do not like it. I love The Rock.
Yeah.
Just because you like somebody doesn't mean you. Where are we at? Where like I have to like everything you do.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? Like I don't like everything my mama does.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? Like there's some things. Never mind. I love everything you do, Mom. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that, Phyllis.
No, this is terrible and unnecessary. I don't know why he did this. But I also feel like, look how I get alienated. Why do we always need to, like, be celebrities and try every thing?
Because people always want to try some new. It's just like when basketball players want to be rappers.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody always wants to try something different.
I want to be okay at this job and that's it.
He is powerful enough in Hollywood where I'm nervous to say this, you know? Like, he's one of those.
Oh, give me a break.
Over on the world of unlikely friendships, Snoop Dogg just invited Harry and Meghan over for Thanksgiving dinner. We didn't get invited. Studio invite didn't follow up. He said Harry has, quote, big balls for living his life and how he wants, and that if they come for Thanksgiving, they're in for something special.
Oh.
Okay.
Something special.
All right. What do you think that means? Do you think that dinner would go well? Do you think they would go to that dinner ever?
No, I don't think they're going, but I think if they went, they would have fun.
Yeah. Oh, boy, would they.
They would have fun. They would be different from then on.
Uh-huh. Agreed.
Yeah. I also don't love that he says Harry has big balls. I feel like Megan's got all the balls in that relationship.
Yeah.
Like, she's the one making these tough decisions and doing these tough things. Like,
guess what? That's every marriage.
My dad doesn't know where the kitchen is without my mom.
There were years my dad didn't even go in a bank.
Yeah, no, of course.
Like, he didn't even, my dad was like, your mom does all this stuff.
The bank, the supermarket, the car wash, every single thing. My dad picked me up from school twice, I think. Like, I didn't do anything.
And even when they try, they're still asking you questions like, does your mom, you know what I mean? That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
It's like us with you.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know what to do without
us. You're like
us.
Our baby turtle. We like feed you.
A baby turtle? Not a baby turtle!
I thought that was sweet and endearing. Because they, you know.
Baby turtles are so helpless.
They're so sweet and cute.
Only
I love
when they're
turtle.
On their back.
Yeah. And you flip them over for fun.
I am pretty helpless
All
on
right.
my back.
Okay.
We have to take a break, honey. Who's our turtle? Are you our turtle? That's sweet. I love the turtle. We're going to get him a little.
A snapping one. They're vicious.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah.
And they poke their head out.
Yeah, that's what we're going
to
tell them.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we have to take a break. But coming up, a reality star comes clean and the details are unbelievable. Plus, the Potomac Housewives drama gets even deeper. That's next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It just wouldn't be Monday without checking in on Stephen and Alina from 90 Day Fiancé the other way. Stephen lied to Alina about being a virgin, but that wasn't the end of his shocking confessions.
How many girls did you sleep with?
I probably made out with over 100.
What?
And of those, maybe like 24 where they were kind of more intimate.
When was the last time when you had intimacy with other girls?
The last time was about last October.
Are you serious? We were in a relationship.
I know this man was not cheating on this woman. I know. Yeah, he's got to be lying.
I find him to be more attractive than her.
What?
Am I crazy?
What?
Okay, maybe not in these photos, but sitting there, am I blind?
First of all, she's normal. She's a normal person.
She's sweet. She's been sweet.
He's out of his mind. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if he's trying to sabotage the relationship. This man is not making out with hundreds of women. That's a
lie.
Maybe in his dreams, in his mind, on Pornhub, maybe, but you are not physically making out with hundreds of women. That man is telling us that he had sex with dozens of women. Please.
Do you guys know how many people you've had sex with?
This went left.
Do you?
Jesus.
I'm curious if you have a number in your head. I spoke about this earlier. Do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You both know.
Oh, you don't?
You don't know your body count?
I don't know.
Plus
I
mean, or minus 1,000.
Hunter, shut up.
Shut the up.
You're ridiculous. Plus or minus 1,000 for you.
It's minus 1,000.
What is your number?
I would guess it's 200.
I'm not even going to.
It's not yet? You think 180?
I think.
This game.
180.
I think let's go with 101, like 101
no
Dalmatians.
Way. Also, of all the freeways, at least give me the 405.
Talk about last night's Potomac Housewives. Ooh. The great salad toss between Candace and Mia continued, but now even Ashley's getting involved.
You are a foul, f***ed up individual.
I gotta ask, should her husband have done that? What do we think?
Yes, she was getting out of control. She was the one screaming and acting crazy. If your partner is, they're clearly drinking. If your partner's like, babe, take a second. You guys have to have the kind of partnership where, like, that's a signal that you're doing too much.
You gotta calm
follow
down.
Follow it and let's just go. He sometimes might be doing too much and she pulls his card a
right
little bit. If we were all out and you guys were like, Nina.
Calm
like,
down.
That's
yeah
like, check, that should kind of sink, something should sink, like,
if
calm
I
down
said, Nina, you'd go, shut the f*** up, Hunter, and
I
continue doing
not
what you're doing.
No, I wouldn't.
She probably would.
I think there are certain yeah people you definitely would listen to, like your girlfriends, the ones that I've met. For sure, I think you guys all have that
yeah
secret code with each other. But that guy from Sons of Anarchy, he's not stopping
anybody.
Oh, my anybody,
God.
You know?
You stop it.
But I also feel like he stepped in when she was already so heated that it yeah very quickly she could have been upset with him. But I thought, you know, it shows how much he loves and cares about her because he was like, don't do this.
Yeah, she's maybe a buck 05 soaking wet.
Right.
Oh. Talking that big. It's
yeah
just like, you can't talk like this all the time.
That was the most aggressive finger point I've ever seen by two people in my life. Like, it was like, look at that. The index finger's going backwards. It's so excited.
Do you realize when you're doing that, have you guys ever done that to somebody? where you're just like really pointing
it's
your finger.
It's a reflex,
at them.
But you don't even really
you don't realize you're doing, doing it. They probably didn't realize they were doing it until they watched it.
Do you want to know an interesting fact?
Sure.
Presidents stopped doing this and they started doing this because pointing at people is too aggressive. Now
right
you
now.
Know.
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
Or no, I swear
I,
to
you know,
God.
It's true because Obama, I very much remember
we
that.
Saw, they stopped pointing at people. Could you imagine Real Housewives next season, they've seen our show and all of a sudden they're fighting with each other and they're like, you mother
All right, MTV's Floor of Bama Shore is proving that guys will do just about anything for money, like this Bert like this bet between Cody and Kirk.
So gross. I think Kirk wants to suck on it like a pacifier.
I gotta get this.
No, no.
I swear to God, if you do that, I will give you $500.
No.
Hey, take the bandage off, though. The
no, whole don't do this.
All the way down to the quick.
Ow. Somehow or another, Cody bets Kirk $500 to wrap his mouth around my toe.
Stick your tongue out.
Oh, oh God.
Dude. Oh.
That was worth every penny I spent.
Aren't you getting paid $500 to be on that show? Why the f*** do you need more? That
somebody get him a GoFundMe because he's going to need it for his medical bill.
By the way, also, he, I think if you're that comfortable doing something like that, you've done it before.
Yeah.
The booth's not even clean. Not that it would be better, but it's, this is not clean off top.
No, well, it's that, the fact that that boot looks.
Dog.
No.
Oh, my God.
Like, I will do certain things for money. Could not pay me enough to put that toe in my mouth.
Wow.
Everybody needs help in that house after this.
That's disgusting.
Also, it's still COVID. Like, hello? It's a pandemic.
That's going to be a new variant right there.
Oh, my God.
The toe variant.
Tobin.
Tobin.
Oh, my God.
Look how we just brought it together. Mixed it in the sauce. We have to take another break. But coming up, a date so full of red flags, a woman has to flee. Ooh. Plus, a man gets cursed by his ex. Love is Dead is next. Shoes to Nightly Pop. We like keeping the hope alive here, but sometimes the internet has other plans, damn it. It is time for
Love is Dead!
First step, sometimes you only need one date to know the romance is doomed.
I drive 45 minutes to his house. He walks up to my car and he goes, I've lost my keys. Can you drive us there? We end up at a Taco Bell, which is fine. We get to the speaker and he just leans over and goes, I would like 100 hard shell tacos, thank you. He does one of these numbers. I was like, do you need me to pay? He's like, yeah. We get to his house, we walk in, his dad is on the couch. I'm like, he lives with his dad, sits down, and he just screams at the top of his lungs, let's feast. We are eating hard shell tacos in complete silence. You can hear both of us chewing, it's absolute chaos. The dad walks up, he just looks at me and he goes, do you wanna see my studio? It was that moment that I decided this date was completely over or else I was going to be killed. I am now just like collecting the tacos because I paid for them. I was like, thank you for this experience. You will never hear from me again.
Just leave the tacos and go. You don't need to keep them.
Yeah. Well, also, when he told her, come to my house and I'll drive us to the restaurant for a first date. No.
No.
I'm not driving to your house I'll meet you there.
That's not a date. Wow, the dad's there, she's going in. I wouldn't have gone in past Taco Bell, would you have?
Once he asked me to take him to Taco Bell, that would have been the end
of it. That would have been the end of it. What about you, Hunter?
I think he's kind of a funny guy.
Let's feast?
You think that's funny?
I think screaming, let's feast is really funny after you've purchased 100 tacos from Taco Bell.
Why would she pay, though? Why would she pay for 100 tacos?
Well, she asked. She said, do you need me to pay? I mean, first of all, the fact that he ordered 100 is insane because he's going to be eating those for 3 weeks and be disgusting. But, I mean,
you
he didn't have the money.
This reminds me of the horrible date that I went on. The guy showed up in glasses that didn't have lenses.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
He
nope.
Showed up. We had reservations at Mr. Chow. He said it was too fancy and he wanted to go somewhere else. And I probably should have been like, let's go. We both drove. We went to the other restaurant. And then he said, oh, what? I've never valeted before.
All right.
I'm not even joking. And I said, you live in LA, you've never valeted before? He said, no, he always parks and walks. And then we sat down for dinner and I realized his glasses didn't have lenses.
Wow, okay, these are...
I'm not even lying!
I think...
I swear! And then at the end of the night, he wanted to split the the check. I was like, what?
Wow. Moving on, a man said that after his ex-girlfriend hired a witch to curse him, he went to a psychic to lift the hex. She charged him $5,000 to change his luck, and when he didn't see any improvements, he sued her for emotional distress. Distress? Yep, I'm distressed. Was he cursed, or is this just a bad decision? I mean, $5,000?
It's tough to sue a psychic. They see it coming. So you're never going to get the upper hand.
I can't.
I believe in the evil eye. I believe someone can wish bad upon you.
I'm so covered by my ancestors. I don't even worry about that kind of stuff. I'm like, I don't even worry about it. But I think people can try. I've heard, you know, there are people have talked about putting roots on people and things like that. That's like a real thing.
What's a root?
It's called
like
a root.
A root.
It's like a hex, putting a root on somebody.
Oh, wow. I don't like. Yeah, I don't like. I'm all about.
Yeah, like, you know, in The Color Purple, have y'all seen? Y'all ain't seen The Color Purple.
Great movie.
I love The Color Purple.
But at the end, she goes like this. Until you do right by me, everything you hope for, everything you wish for will crumble.
And it worked.
I don't want to read the rest of the prompter. I'm terrified.
Yeah. And it did. Everything crumbled.
To put a root on somebody.
Wow. Root.
In Australia, to put a root on someone is to f*** them.
Thank you for bringing us
to root somebody.
To root them.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And finally, a couple in Maryland thought they got a deal on their new home, only to find out it was the house that inspired The Exorcist. A boy was said to have been possessed there in 1949, but the couple still plans on moving into the haunted house.
No, I want my money back.
This goes back to like the evil eye, the hex.
Oh, I don't play that.
Have you seen The Exorcist?
Yeah.
Genuinely.
I don't remember a lot of it.
March.
We're lying.
No, I do. The girl's like, ah.
I've got a cake and dick or whatever.
She's real, like, sexual and aggressive.
Tell you, it genuinely to this day, I don't know how you feel about it, is the scariest movie I've ever seen.
I wouldn't want to be in a house that anyone was murdered in either.
Or passed away in, God forbid, like in an unexpected way.
Every home in LA someone's died in. Almost for
sure. No, unless it's like a new property.
Yeah, still on the property though. So you think tearing down the home?
Yes,
I get rid of the hex.
I do.
It gets rid of the energy.
Yeah, the energy within the walls
clears out.
So the walls are what's keeping in the ghost.
It's keeping in it. Yeah. Oh, you, Hunter. Yes, it is.
Have you seen ghosts?
You know, no, don't, Nina. Hey, don't. I think that ghost is there forever to haunt whoever hurt them and whatever the thing is. Yeah. And
but
I think
if the people that you're haunting die? Wondered about that follow through with the ghosts.
I think they go. I think they leave. I don't think they stick
die,
around.
They die, and then you have nothing to do with the rest of your day. Do you have sage at your house?
Not only do I have sage, I have a sage plant, so I can make new sage.
Oh, we're gonna get into the garden now.
Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry, right. I didn't mean for us to go there.
Yeah. That is all the time we have for tonight. Can you believe that?
No.
We'll see. Set those DVRs, and we will see you guys tomorrow. Bye.